with her right now. Mahu. Vosa Nisuyin Azlina. Do we go Vosa the way she is right now? B'shas the Kinyan Nisuyin. And therefore the Kohen Gadol is also to her. Oy Vosa Erusin Azlina. Or else maybe no, let's go Vosa B'shas Erusin. B'shas the Kohen Gadol first Narita. At that time she was a Ketana. So Kohen Gadol is allowed to live with her. That's the Shaila. So Rashi says, Vosa Kicha the Erusin Azlina. B'shar Yilei. Oy bosa nesuyin azlina v'chiv with the bogra sirulei. That's the shiloh. Could the Kohen Gadol make nesuyin with his wife if now she became a begeris? So amulei, I bring you proof to nesuyin. Learned in our Mishnah, nisarim loy nisgar shemina nesuyin psulis. If she came in amona from nesuyin, then she's psula. Min erusin k'sheris. So Rashi, min erusin k'sheris. Alma, what do we see? Bipsul kahuna bosa nesuyin azlinun. That when does she get a psul chalala? Only after nesuyin. Midlay posla amonish nesaras la kohen gadol meis. In the case when amona had kedushin to the kohen gadol, and then she died, and then the kohen gadol died, we see she's not called the chalala. So you see, kedushin does not make a psulim. It's only the nesuyin. So her and svar, you have to go bust the nesuyin. Or Malay answered back, no. Leshav yechalala lekimi boyilei. To be he the meshav yechalala. If you want to know if his wife became a chalol or not, did she become psula or not? What makes a psula only when the kohen lives with her? The isha becomes a chalol if she has a biyah to somebody that's possible to her. Say the kohen gadol married an amona. Lamaisi didn't live with her yet. Since he didn't live with her yet, she doesn't become a chalol. The only reason why she becomes a chalol is when she has a biyah psula, if the kohen gadol would live with her. But here, if the kohen gadol died, min erusin, they didn't live together, so she's not a chalola. Kimi boyle, when do I have my shayla? As the mitzvah from kedushin. That's the kohen gadol is allowed to marry only a ketana or an ara, not a begeris. Pasuk says, "Who isha bivsuleh yikach." A kohen gadol has to marry a psula. So ma kicha. What does kicha mean? The kedushin binan. Does kicha means who isha bivsuleh yikach? Means the kedushin has to be when she's a psula and a ketana or an ara. Maybe no, you even meet b'shas nesuyin when the kohen gadol makes nesuyin. Also, she has to be b'davka nara and not a begeris. So here we have a suffix. For this mitzvah, the kohen gadol has to marry a psula. Does it mean b'ika the kedushin, or even the nesuyin also has to davka be when she's still a nara and not a begeris? Omele answered back on narmit nisu. We also learned like this. It says in Mishnah later, Eris says to Amona. If a kohen, a regular kohen, married in an amona, so the baal is muta, then his man aliyas kohen gadol, and then he became a kohen gadol. So, is he allowed to make nisuyim with her or not? The maisa kohen gadol can't marry an amona. Here he married her though when he was a kohen. Then he became a kohen gadol. So it says clearly the next mishnah yichnois. He's allowed to marry her. He's allowed to make nisuyim. So what do you see here? That he's inyon by a kohen gadol applies to kedushin and not to nisuyim. Tamara says, no, but an amona is different. Shana yosna siv, yikach isha. It says, yikach isha, mashma, by an amona is totally in kich b'shas kedushin. For the Gemara, hochinamik siv isha. Here also says, loshin of isha. Tamara says, achas loshtayin. It's mashma, only one case, only one isha, is a totally in kedushin. The other one is totally in nesuyin. For the Gemara, marais. So true, one is totally in kedushin. One we say, if the kohen gadol married, the kohen married an amona. And then it became a kohen gadol, he's allowed to make nesuyim with her. So the one isha that's muta, that's the amona. Mashenkin, if he made kedushin when she was a ketana, and then she became a begeris, he's not allowed to make nesuyim with her. For the Gemara, Marayas, how do you know which one? Like there are two ways here. The kohen gadol made kedushin with a ketana, maybe that's enough. Even though later she becomes a begeris, maybe he's allowed to make nesuyim with her. How do you know to say it's the case of an amona that's muta, maybe the case of a begeris is muta? So Mar says, no, there's a big difference. Ho ishtani gufa, for ho lo ishtani gufa. One, the guf changed, one, the guf did not change. So Rashi learns a begeris, when an isha changed from a nara to a begeris, she like loses a psulim, it's called the shino ishtana, so her body changes over. It's called it like a different body. So therefore, when a kohen gadol made kedushin with a ketana, then her body changed over, she became a begeris. We say, as far now, the kohen gadol is not allowed to make a nesuyin with her. She's like a new person now, and this person, the kohen gadol, is not allowed to make a nesuyin. Mashenken, when a kohen, a regular kohen, married an amona, the mice of the amona is the same isha. Now and later, she's the same isha. She's the same guf. So since the Kohen already married her, now what happens, the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to make Nisuin with his wife, since she's still the same wife. Alright, stop here.
To be the Muradera. We know we need somebody to lead us, to show us what to do, but not that we're going to do.
You're holding off Nun Tes Amar Aleph. You're by the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol is Lo Yisal Mona. A Kohen Gadol is also to marry an Amona, a lady that lost her husband, Bein Amona Min Erusin, Bein Amona Min Anasuyin. Whether they only had Erusin first, only Kedushin, or whether they had Nasuyin, Pshita, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. What about for Lo Yisal Bageris? Tanakam holds who Adin, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bageris. But the Geras says, once she becomes 12 and a half years old, 6 months after she became a Naira, the Lachar is she's a Begeris, her Kohen Gadol can't marry her. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, the Begeris. They hold no, her Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Begeris. Like Rashi says, Pluktai Mefarsh B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain, what's the Machlokes, could a Kohen Gadol marry a Begeris or not? The Torah says he has to marry a Psula. A Psula Pashir means that she did not live with a man yet. So Begeris, even though she did not live with a man, still the Tanakhama says that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry her. Then it says in the parentheses here, V'lo Yisas Mukatzeitz. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Mukatzeitz. A Mukatzeitz means she was hit by a stick. In other words, a stick went into a Mokum and broke up Sulim. So she's not called a Psula, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry her. Even though it wasn't through a bee of an Adam, it was just by a stick, still, the Mishnah says that you can't marry. Kohen Gadol can't marry you. First of all, like this now. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this. Almona, the Pasuk says, Almona lo yika. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona. So the Darshan means, Bein Almona min Erusin. Whether by the first husband, they only had Kedushin, didn't have Nisuyin yet. And then the husband died. Bein Almona min Anisuyin. A Chita, whether the Kohen Gadol, whether the first husband had Nisuyin, had a chuppah live with her, and then the first husband died, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. So where it says pshita, like why not? The pasuk says almona leikach, so pshita. And almona means any almona, any time an isha was married already once, a Kohen Gadol can't marry her now. So where it says yes, there's a chiddush here. Now the time I would have thought, I would have said, leilef almona almona mitomer. Let's learn out, it says the word almona by tomer, to over here in almona, that Ma'alahala min anasuyin, just like over there, Tomar had anasuyin with the first husband, and then she became an Amona. So maybe Afkan min anasuyin, maybe here also, when the Torah says that Amona lo yikach, or Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry in Amona, maybe it only means if she once lived with the first husband, if she had anasuyin with the first husband. But maybe if they only had Kedushin, then the first husband died, maybe she's mutter to a Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Mitomar, Shvi Almona, it says here. It says Lashon of an Almona there. And we know Tomer lived with the first husband. Tomer says, tomorrow be Eimahokin Ami. Maybe it's true. Like, how do we know this? Maybe fact is true that an Almona that's lost to the Kohen Gadol is only Min Anasuyin. But maybe Min Erusin, she's mutter to the Kohen Gadol. Tomer says, do me the Gerusha. Now, we know the Torah is also a Kohen can't marry a Gerusha. So Ma Gerusha, just like a regular Gerusha, Nisha that receives a get from a husband. Veimin an Nisuyin, Veimin Erusin. So over there, a Gerusha is the same thing, whether at first she had only Kedushin, or whether she had Nisuyin first, and now the husband gives her a get, Lamaisa, she's called a Gerusha. And both of them, whether they were married, or with Nisuyin, or with Kedushin, she's also to a regular Kohen. Is therefore Af Almona. The same thing over here also, when the Torah said a special Alocha, that a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almona, we say it means Bein min erusin, Bein min hanisuin. Rashi says Dumi the Gerusha, or the Gerusha pshitalei. The stomhi a Gerusha is poshid, no matter how, even if they only had kedushin, and the husband gave her a get, she's called a Gerusha. Said Rashi, why? The stomhi the less lecha lemelef. You can't learn it out from any place. Could the yafinin zera shava be almona? He's by almona. You ever have him learn it out from Tamar? It's an almona min anesuyin. But by Grusha, there's no reason to say a Grusha is only min anesuyin and not min erusin. Pshita, if an isha had kedushin and then the husband gave her a get, she's called a Grusha. So it's a limbo, the same thing here also by an amona. An amona means any type of an amona. Even though the yoni had kedushin, and then the husband died, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry you. This everybody holds. Now, the machlokes in the Mishnah is, for lo yisas a bageris. The Tanakhama says a kohen gadol cannot marry a bageris. That means a girl that was never married, and even though she never had beer with a man yet, but once she becomes 12 and a half years old, she's a bageris, a kohen gadol can't marry her. So we're also like this. Turn around, the Christ will learn like this. The Pasuk says, for who isha bipsuleho yikach. Says that a kohen gadol is supposed to marry an isha, that's bipsuleho, where she still has a psulim. So pasha means that she didn't have bia, she did not live with any man yet. But we dashin also pratla bageris. The Tanakhama says that a bageris, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry. Why? Shekolu lo bipsuleho. Because she's missing some of her psulim. When she becomes this old already, the psulim come much smaller, like shrink there, and it's called like she's missing kolulah psulim. It's not completely, she has some psulim there still, but it's not like a regular nara. So this mandi amol, the psulim, we'll soon see how we darshan it, means she has to have a complete psulim, which is when she's a nara, and not when she's a bageris. Dear Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirim, Bageris. They all know, a kohen gadol is allowed to marry a bageris. She's also called Bipsuleho. Since she did not live with a man yet, she's called, she has Psulim. So we must say like this. But my komiflegi, what is the machlokes tali in? Rabbi Meir Savar Bisula. If the Torah would have just wrote the word Bisula, should have just said, Vu Isha Bisula Yikach. It would have just said the word Bisula, Afilo Miksas Bisulim, Mashma. Rabbi Meir holds that Bisula's Mashma, even if she only has a little bit Bisulim, which is a bageris. The Torah would have just wrote the word besula, then pshita kohen gadol would be allowed to marry a bageris. Bisuleho, but now the Torah puts the yud there. It doesn't just say besula, it says bisuleho, so we darshin a ribui adiika kol hapsulim. That she has to be an isha that has all hapsulim there. That means she's still a nara and not a bageris. Aye, why does the Torah put the first base there? Bisuleho? What's the first base doing there? That we darshin b'kadark in shaloi kadark aloi. That a man, if she lives with a man, she loses a psulim, she's also to a kohen gadol, that's only if the bia was done kadark in the normal manner, in the right place. But if it was done in the other place, not in the normal place, it's not called a broke psulim, her psulim are still shleimim, are still there, her kohen gadol is allowed to marry her. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. So Rashi says like this, Pesula. If Torah would have just said the word, Hakohen Gadol Shemari Yabsula, then I would say, Miksas Besulim Mashma. That's from Meir Shita. Even a little bit Besulim is in its Mashmois. Then Vimishtaya Bageris, then Shita, Hakohen Gadol would be allowed to marry a Bageris, because she does have some Besulim. She doesn't have the complete Besulim, but a little bit Besulim is still there. Abahashtra Dixiv Besuleho, now that the Torah puts in the Yud there. Bisuleho is Mrs. Bageris. The Torah is coming to us and saying, if Bageris is also to a kohen gadol. The Mashma Debinim Kol Bisuleho. The extra Yud is teaching us that it has to be an Isha that has all her Bisulim, which means a Nara and not a Bageris. Aye, what's the first base doing there? Bibsuleho. So Rashi says, Beis Yisera, the first base, the Mashma Hochin LeMedrash, is coming to make a Drosha. The Makam Bisulim. That means only if a man lives with her in the right place, the makir mashiaza b'suleho. Dainu kadarka. If nivala nifsala, l'kain gadol. If a man lives with her, she becomes possible to l'kain gadol. She's not called a b'suler anymore. Avo bebila shaloi kadarka. But if somebody lives with her, shaloi kadarka, not in that place, in the other place, is loi, then she does not become asa. To l'meisa bula shaloi kadarka l'kalameima. Rashi explains, because you can't say the opposite way, that the Pasuk Bipsuleh is teaching us even Shleikadarka. May I crow? Well, the Midrash Achiyo Kobusleh Kayomim, Fiafilu Shleikadarka, Kerashin Leah Liba the Reb Lezer. This you don't dash in according to Rameya. Why? Kivan de Psula Memayit, since Psula is Memayit by Geras, is Kol Shchein Bula Shleikadarka. The Torah would just would have said the word Bisuleho, and you're telling me now that a kohen gadol cannot let her marry a bageris, even though a bageris nobody lived with her. Just she's missing of psulim a little bit. So Rashi says it's a svara kol shechein bula shloikadaka. For sure and for sure, a bia, if somebody lived with her, even though it's like kedarka, for sure she would be also to a kohen gadol. So why does the pasuk have to say the extra bays dipsu leho hilkach yasa kro lemishri yasa? The bays is coming to teach us a chiddush. So without the bays, I would have said shloi kedarka, she's also to a kohen gadol. Now it says the word bays dipsu leho, she's only also, somebody lives with her b'makam dipsulim. But if they live with her, Shaloi Kadaka, on the other side, then we say she doesn't become Asa. So that's the way of Meyadashins. That Bisuleho means she has to have Kol Bisulim, and not like a Bagaris. But if the Bia was done, Shaloi Kadaka, since she has all of Bisulim there, if she's still a Nara, she's mutter to a Kain Gadol. So that's the way of Meyadashins. Weiter. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Tzavri, Bisula, Bisula, Shleima Mashma. The Torah just would have said the word Vuisha Besula Yikach. Besula would mean she has to have a total all of Besula. So I would have said right away that's not including a Begeris. Besuleha, how come the Torah had to write the word Yud there? Let it just leave Besula. Why does it say Besuleha? It means it tells the Chiddush V'yafilo Miksas Besulim. Even if she's a Begeris, even if she only has a little bit Besulim left, still she's Mutter to a Kohen Gadol. What's the base doing there? That means bein b'kedarka, bein shaloi kedarka. Even if the bia was done shaloi kedarka, still she's also to a kohen gadol. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. So in one way he's a mekel that a bageris is mutter to a kohen gadol, but the other way he's a machmer that if a man had bia with a shaloi kedarka, she becomes also to a kohen gadol. Rashi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Tzavri. Yevik said Bisula. Who would have just said the word Bisula? Shleima Mashma. It's Mashma. She has to have a complete Bisulim there. Or Mrs. Bageris, and a Bageris would be also. Hashtra, they said Bisuleho. But now the Torah says the Yud. Bisuleho. Afilomiksas Bisula Mashma. Larabas Bageris. Even a Bageris is Mutat Vakan Godel. What's the base Bisuleho? Base Yisir Mashma, She Bisuleho, Shlei of the Mehen Kun. Ayadei Bila. That means what passels a Bia does. Any Bia that took away something from her, she's also. Bein Kedaka, Bein Shiloi Kedaka. That's the Chiddush. The Chivon, this Rabboi Bageris Laterom. Since you're telling me now Bageris is Mutter to a Kohen Gadol, therefore it's Ruch Lameisa Bula Shiloi Kedaka. You need a pasuk to teach us that if a man lives with her, Shiloi Kedaka, since Lameisa she's not worse than a Bageris now, I would have thought she's Mutter. Kamashmala, no, she's also. Bipsuleh, the extra bays, any type of a bia that a man lives with her, she becomes also to a kohen gadol. That's the machlokes from Meir and Reb Lezer. What would the word besula alone mean? Meir says besula's mashma miksas besulim, and Reb Lezer says no, besula's mashma shleima the whole besulim. Okay. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Nivalo shaloi kedarka psula lakuna. If a man lives with an isha, shaloi kedarka, she becomes psula to akuna. Trashi means lakain godel, shemetsuvala psula. That a kain godel has to marry a psula and isha did not live with a man yet. So if a man lived with an isha, even if it was done shaloi kedarka, he did not break up psulim, still she's also to kain godel. Trashi avala hedjit to a regular kain, afilo kedarka ksheira. That she has a shame zoyna, zoyna is also to a kohen, that's only if the bia was done the issa, we'll soon see. But if a regular man just down live with an isha, without an issa, then she doesn't become a zoyna. So to a regular kohen she's mutter, but to a kohen godel though she's also. That's how you do Amar Rav Zalocha, that if she's nibbala, she's like kedaka, she's psula lakuna. Right. Right. This is according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shlach Rabbi Shim. That we said, they dash in Bipsuleo, that Afilo Biyash like Kedak also asks us to a Kain. So who Rav is holding like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shim? The Mar Moss of Rav, Rav is the Kasha. The Pasuk says, Veloi Seal Isha. They're talking about an Anusa, if a man is Ma'anas an Isha. A regular man, he's not married yet, he takes an Isha, Bas Yisrael, is Ma'anas, he forces her to live with her. The Torah says after that, Veloi Seal Isha. There's a mitzvah for you to marry her. You're supposed to marry her. So we darshin b'isha ruyula. It's only a mitzvah if she's mutter for you to marry. Prat, but it's excluding li'almon l'kohen gadol. Let's say a Kohen Gadol forces an Amona to live with him. So after he lived with her, now there's no mitzvah for him to marry her. Because since she's an Amona, a Kohen Gadol is also to marry an Amona. Who are then Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyit? Let's say a regular Kohen forced a Grusha or a Chalutza to live with him. He was Manasa. Now there's no mitzvah for him to marry her. Because it's an Aveira. So that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. For lo yitzia l'isha v'dashen b'isha rila. When is there a mitzvah to live to marry her, only if she's mutter to you. So the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the Chiddush over here? What's the case of an Amon l'Kohen Gadol? Ilema b'kadak, if you want to say the Kohen Gadol was manasa, forced to live with her kadaka the regular manner. For the Gemara, ma'iri mishum Amona, what do you have to say he's not allowed to marry her because she's an Amona? That's the lav. Tepegle mishum dehevi lo bula. Tepegle, the Torah says, v'uisha b'psulel yikach. Her Kohen Gadol was only allowed to marry a b'sula. And here, since the Kohen Gadol first lived with her, he made her into a bula. And he didn't marry her yet. So now when the Kohen Gadol goes to marry her, he's marrying a bula. So that's why he's also to marry her. So why do we have to dash in Isha Ruyala? Because she's an Amon the Kohen Gadol. Tepegle that she's a bula. Ela lav, the Chiddush the Apostle is talking about, Shaloi Kadaka, where the Kohen Gadol forced her, lived with her, Shaloi Kadaka. So then we say, Umishum Amon in. You know why the Kohen Gadol has no mitzvah to marry her now? Even though regular case when your man is an Isha, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to marry her, here you can't because it's a Chayv Lavin. It's an Amon l'Kohen Gadol. That's the reason why you can't do it. But Mishum Bula Loi, but Mashram has found the fact that she's a Bula. No, she would mutter to you. It's because of Kash and Rav. Here you see that a Biyish Leikadaka, like Remeya Shita, she's mutter to a Kohen Gadol. So as Bula, the Kohen Gadol would be mutter to her. Why can't the Kohen Gadol marry her? Only because she was an Amona. Gemara says, I'll tell you.